Welcome to Bartholomew Town, where we bring Rhode Islanders closer to their world through news, interviews, and analysis. I'm Bill Bartholomew, a journalist and musician who is native to the Ocean State. Be sure to follow wherever you're listening right now, along with at Bill Bartholomew on social media. You can support the podcast for as little as $3 per month at patreon.com/Bartholomewtown. We thank our sponsors for their support. The University of Rhode Island Online, Navigant Credit Union, Newport Film, HealthSource RI for Employers, Half Street Group, and the Rhode Island League of Charter Public Schools.
Bartholomew Town.
Hey, welcome into Financial Wellbeing presented by Navigant Credit Union every month here in Bartholomew Town. We take a look at exactly that, your financial well-being, a core part of your overall health. And it's something that is a theme we've really touched on in a lot of individual levels, macro levels. And today, we're talking small business. Brian, I guess before anything, if you want to introduce yourself and tell us about your role at Navigant Credit Union.
Sure, Bill. Thank you for having me. So my name is Brian Pereira, and I manage the cash management area with Navigant Credit Union.
And we're going to talk today about the importance of cash management for small businesses, a lot of basic things about key cash management challenges and solutions, and also, of course, how Navigant supports small businesses, which is something that is, when you think Navigant, you think small business support, definitely in this community. You're a community pillar in that regard. So May is Small Business Month, luckily for all of us, starting to get warmer out, and it feels like May is actually imminent finally. So talk a little bit about how Navigant specifically supports small businesses, because again, that's an anecdotal branding achievement that Navigant has earned, but tell us a little bit about the work that goes into that.
Sure. So, you know, our cash management division is really designed to alleviate that financial burden that a lot of small businesses have. Think about the simple challenges of accepting payments from your clients or maybe paying your team or your vendors. If we're using traditional methods, that can be really time consuming. And a lot of times these small businesses are really kind of struggling to find the time to service their customers. So using innovative solutions, we can alleviate that stress, alleviate that burden, and allow the businesses to focus on what's really important, which is growing their business and satisfying their customers.
Right. That's obviously that's the foundational piece here. Let's talk about cash management and what it is. I mean, yesterday we're recording this on Tuesday. Kristi Noem from the Trump administration had a bag stolen, and it was $3,000. That's not the kind of cash management we're necessarily talking about when we are on this discussion today, though, right?
Well, actually, it potentially could be. So if you think of traditional methods, right, where we're bringing that bag of $3,000 to a bank, there's a lot of risks there. A lot of things can happen in transit, where if we're using an effective cash management solution, a business can actually make that cash deposit at their place of business, eliminating that financial risk and operational risk while receiving those funds faster. So that's exactly the type of things that we're looking to do, where maybe a business might receive 100 checks and they're stacking them up to bring them to maybe their local branch once a week. They don't have to do that. They can either deposit it on the spot before leaving a job site or deposit those checks at their place of business. So that way they don't have to waste that precious time just going back and forth using gas, incurring additional expenses that maybe they're not prepared to incur.
Right. It's fair to say when it comes to cash management, it also comes to time management, especially in this day and age. So let's talk about some of the challenges that small businesses face, which are obviously there are plenty of those. But talk a little bit about, if you would, what that might look like and maybe some of the services that credit unions like Navigant Credit Union offer to alleviate that literal stress that small business owners face on a daily basis.
Sure. So, now, some of the main important pieces of any business is getting paid, right? That's how they're going to stay in business. And of course, paying their expenses. Maybe it's paying for their supplies or paying their vendors. Now, if we're thinking of traditional methods, think of just the simple act of getting a checkbook, right? That's they're not free and it takes time. You have to get a stamp. You have to go to the mailbox. You have to wait. Sometimes it may take 2 weeks for that check to arrive, and then you're waiting for that other business to deposit that check. So the whole time you're trying to account for these funds that you think that you have them, but you really don't because you've already technically spent the money, you've written the check. So maybe using a service such as ACH, where ACH origination, you can essentially do a direct deposit to that vendor's account or to your employee's account, reducing those outstanding debit days. So you know exactly where your money is. Is that effective cash management? Or kind of like we mentioned earlier, using a device such as a smart safe, where maybe you're a very cash heavy business. Do you want to take that risk of transporting those funds to a branch or maybe sending out an employee or taking time away from your business to go make that deposit? You can do that right at your place of business and get the funds the very next morning.
Mm-hmm. And so how does Navigant tailor cash management, can it tailor cash management solutions to different types of small businesses? Because look, it's different depending on, this could apply to micro entities. Small businesses can also have vast amounts of employees. There's a lot of diversity in that sector. How do you narrow it down to tailor to each individual business?
Of course. So, you know, there is no one solution or one size fits all solution, right? So every business is different. We're very aware of that. And we respect the differences and the efforts of these small businesses, or really any business. It doesn't matter whether it's a sole proprietor, a medium size or a small size business, or even a corporation. There could be two, let's say, restaurants that, you know, they're doing the same thing. They're both serving their customers, but they have very unique and different needs. So the key there is to really take the time to understand the business operations in order to identify those customized solutions that fit their business objectives, right? So what may work for one may not work for another, and that's okay. It's just a matter of really kind of talking through it slowly and understanding what they are to make sure that we have the right fit or the right solution.
Yeah, and a one-size-fits-all approach to finance is not something that, I mean, there certainly are best practices, and there are things that throughout the course of our conversations here on financial well-being, we've had general rules that can apply across the board, but it's a unique situation based on every individual and based on every business, small, medium, or large, because it applies also to that entity's goals and what they're trying to do and what sort of timeline they're looking at. So just give us a sense of, you know, what does cash management planning look like for, let's say, a small business that's trying to plan for the next 5 years with maybe a goal of expansion? How does that differ from somebody who might be in a position where, you know, they're kind of on the tail end of the project and getting ready to sell or shut down?
No, I think the really important thing here is to really examine the operations. And the goal is usually to minimize the cost and streamline those operations. And like we mentioned earlier, every path is different. You know, we're all on this journey together. So it's really difficult to say, what does that look like in a canned response over the next 5 years? It's really about breaking down those individual goals. Maybe I'm trying to track down these funds that typically take a month to show up. Okay, how do we do that faster? How do we do it better? Maybe it is getting the information to their CPAs or accountants, which is a very common struggle. Identifying the solutions and integrations with maybe enterprise resource planning systems, maybe that's their goal. So again, there's no one size approach, but typically it's those conversations that really make it meaningful to identify that path over the next 5 years.
We know that we have a lot of business people, we'll say, in our audience here on Bartholomew Town. We hear from you all the time, whether you're small business, medium, or even some of the larger companies in our market here. And look, one thing that we hear from small business is just management and trying to keep head above water, not necessarily financially with the actual cash flow and the actual success of the business, but with the mental health and the actual realities of waking up in the morning and getting the work done. So we've talked a lot about small businesses and cash management, but let's kind of pivot to a broader conversation. I think a lot of our small business listeners and anybody out there who's hearing this may wonder, which is, some business owners may think that cash management services are only for large companies or that they're complicated to set up. What are some of the common misconceptions that you hear? And to that end, how does Navigant Credit Union make those services accessible for all businesses?
Sure. So I think you actually noted two of the major misconceptions, right? Maybe it's only for large companies, right? Which is simply not true. So we have solutions for larger institutions, Maybe they have an advanced enterprise resource planning system that can generate large payment files, making thousands of payments at once. Not a problem. We can certainly accommodate that. But for the sole proprietors or the small businesses of our state and in our area, we also have cost-effective options for those members as well. So think of going back to that simple concept of simply getting paid. You know, having the ability to generate an invoice online or getting paid online or accepting credit cards, maybe it is scanning a check before leaving a job site. All of those things are services that we offer, and they typically come out to be very cost effective, you know, once we ask the questions.
Yeah.
And then the other misconception is that, you know, I don't have the time, I don't have the money to utilize these resources. And in this economic landscape where absolutely everyone is trying to do less with more, I would argue that if a business is struggling to find the time to properly service their customers, then they need cash management services, because these innovative solutions will actually free up their time to really focus on what's most important.
Absolutely. Here's a statistic that I was just able to pull up. As of 2023, Rhode Island is home to approximately, ready for this, 105,320 small businesses, which constitute 98.9% of all businesses in the state. These businesses employ around 228,000 people, accounting for 51.2% of the state's workforce. And how about this? Over 90% of those small businesses are micro businesses. In other words, they have 10 or fewer employees. So what you've just discussed right there, if you're one of those 90 percentile micro businesses, this is for you.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to lie, you stole my statistics.
Oh, no.
No, it's quite all right. But yeah, so in thinking of those level of complexity, a lot of these solutions are tailored for those micro businesses, those sole proprietors. You know, we have more advanced solutions, of course, but one would be pleasantly surprised once they start asking the questions as to what are my options to either get paid or pay my expenses faster, or better track my finances, maybe even find something to do with what's left over.
Yes, this was great. We've got a little bit of time left here. Just first of all, thanks for the misconception clarification. I think that's something a lot of people need to hear. And just a reminder of, no matter what type of operation you've got, no matter how small in scale it is, if you want to continue to scale up, and also just from a stress, time, and financial management standpoint, you should go see Brian. So where can small business owners learn more? You don't necessarily want them showing up outside your window at 3 o'clock in the morning, but people might be ready to bust in and get some advice from you. So how can they connect?
Sure. So one of the best ways is to visit our website, where under our business section, you can find a variety of services that may fit for you. Or just feel free to stop at any of our 26 branches. We're always happy to help. We love seeing our members, or those who want to become members. And I think that those are probably the best ways. And right up front, you're going to get some information that would be valuable to you. And it doesn't matter which path you take, you'll be receiving a call back, most likely within the same business day, with some solutions for you.
Amazing. And just a reminder for folks, because Navigant is such a longstanding piece of our community's infrastructure in terms of the financial sector, a lot of people think of it as a Northern Rhode Island institution. It's for sure the truth that when you think Navigant, you think Blackstone Valley, you think Northern Rhode Island. But whether you're in Providence, whether you're in Wakefield, South County as a whole, you've got access to Navigant on the ground with branches. And I think that's something that, as you continue to expand, you're growing with some of the businesses that may have been previously geographically isolated by Rhode Island standards, by the way. I mean, if you have a business in West Warwick, you can drive up to Cumberland if you need to see Brian. But at the same time, this is Rhode Island. There's a lot of access to Navigant, obviously on the web, but also in-person branches. Brian, thanks so much for your time today. Great stuff. And this is Financial Wellbeing, presented by Navigant Credit Union, every month right here on Bartholomew Town. Share this with your small business and micro business in particular friends, because I think this is one of those things that gets lost in the shuffle, and it's so core. And you don't want to end up like Christy Noem with your bag stolen at an airport either. That's with $3,000 cash. Let's try to avoid that.
Certainly, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Newport Film screens the latest critically acclaimed documentary films year-round across Rhode Island. Like a film festival, Newport Film often gets early access to films before they're available online or in the theaters. Stay up to date on their latest screening events at newportfilm.com or on Instagram at Newport Film.
At HealthSource RI for Employers, we provide access to health insurance to more than 1,100 local businesses and nonprofits, and 96% of them renew through us every year. Maybe it's our choice of 19 different health plans, our 10 years of customizing solutions, or our one local team of dedicated experts helping employers find quality health insurance. See how our numbers stack up for you. Learn more at healthsourceri.com/employers.
Are you looking to advance in your career or explore a new field? The University of Rhode Island now offers a comprehensive portfolio of fully online programs designed to bring world-class education to you anytime, anywhere. Choose from a wide range of flexible, asynchronous programs in business and leadership, data, tech, and STEM, healthcare and pharmacy, marine and environmental science, and more. With expert faculty and innovative courses, you'll gain the skills and knowledge to thrive in today's competitive world. Are you ready to take the next step? Visit uri.edu/online and discover how URI Online can help you achieve your goals. URI Online, learn anywhere with us. Half Street Group brings a new generation's perspective to leadership communication, strategic public relations, and digital marketing. Half Street helps organizations and leaders take control of their own stories and manage their reputation. They get results for their clients by focusing on audience, message, and culture, and by leveraging their decade-long relationship with media and opinion leaders in the Ocean State and throughout New England. Join me and Half Street Group founder and president Mike Rea for a conversation every month about news of the day, the hottest media analysis, and a look behind the scenes at how impactful leaders drive conversations. Learn more at halfstreetgroup.com. As Rhode Island's first ever member-owned credit union, Navigant Credit Union has been a staple in the local business community for more than 108 years. Today, Navigant is a $3.4 billion institution serving more than 136,000 members across 25 physical branch locations. But since its founding in 1915, the mission has never changed. Navigant Credit Union's team of financial professionals have remained committed to improving the financial well-being of the families, businesses, and communities they serve across Rhode Island. Learn more at NavigantCU.org. Rhode Island's charter public schools are among the highest performing in the nation, helping students make remarkable academic gains. As schools that are tuition-free, public, and open to all, charter public schools provide families with high-quality education options tailored to students' unique interests and learning needs. With specialized programs in arts, theater, STEM, and project-based learning, these vibrant communities empower students with the skills and confidence to succeed in college, career, and beyond. Learn more about how Rhode Island's charter public schools are strengthening public education at richarterpublicschools.org.